This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
You're tuned to The Brekkie Show here with Tariana Olive and Jarrell. Yeah, that was better. Shannon Noel here on Murray Country 98.9. Tariana, like we promised everyone, 8.30 today. We get to chat to Johnny Taylor. He's on the line right now. How you going, Johnny?
Good morning, champions. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're amazing, mate. How's everything in your world? Whereabouts are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm actually on my way to Brisbane.
Oh, beautiful. How good.
I just left Canungra. I've been doing a little secret tour with Adam Brand, and I've just left Canungra to go and do a few things in town in Brizzy and then back on the road again.
Oh, wow. I'm down my way.
How far away are you?
I think I'm exactly at the halfway point right now.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Very nice.
You just spoke about doing a little bit of something with Adam Brand. This one that you've co-written with him, Hippie Dress.
Yeah, mate, yeah. It was a bit of a weird one. We went on a tour up to the Midwest of WA, and Brandy took a bit of a shining to my wife and decided he wanted to write a love song for her. So I thought I'd better get in on that.
How good. Well, it's an easy one when it's Adam Brand saying, well, let's do this. You're not going to say no, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
We're going to be like...
Great fun. It was a very natural thing. We just sort of sat in the front of the bus and 6 hours later we'd figured out where we were going with the song.
How cool is that?
That is very cool. Do you usually, when you sit down, Johnny, and you think about, you know, you're going to do these, you know, singles like this, do you think, all right, this could take a long time? Or obviously you don't put a time limit on it, but is there a, you know, you get a gist of how long it's going to take when you start?
Not really, Joel. Sometimes I'll just pop out in 5 minutes and sometimes that take quite a bit of work, but... Yeah. This process felt really, really natural and organic, and it's quite different to my usual writing. It's a bit more upbeat and fun.
Yep.
So that was really interesting to see how naturally that flowed out too, because I always thought it would be a real struggle to do that style of music. But, you know, I was in good hands with Brandy, so it worked out beautifully.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Absolutely, yeah. And he's a shining light. He's a very positive, upbeat kind of guy. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. It was heaps of energy and, yeah, good fun.
You feel like doing this now, you know, obviously you're saying you don't do a lot of these songs. Has it opened the door for you to, you know, possibly do a lot more of these?
I reckon it has, yeah. It would be difficult to ignore the feedback on this track. A lot of people have said how nice it is to hear something so positive and uplifting. So to turn my back on that feedback would be a really silly move right now, I think. Yeah.
Now it came out and released on March 22nd. How's the response been from it?
Beautiful. Yeah. Really supportive. It was kind of a good thing because it had been a while since I'd released new music, in particular with COVID and blah blah blah. It was sort of a nice time to reassess and adjust where I was going. So. Yeah, the feedback's been beautiful, and I'm fortunate now to be on the road with Brandy, so I can sort of give it that little extra plug as we go along, which is good timing too.
Do you find that you thrive when your fans are chatting to you and you're talking to people that are close to you as well, and you thrive off hearing good feedback from them?
Yeah, 100%, and especially because it had been so long, and because it was such a different change in direction.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty spooky if everyone was like, oh, yeah, like your other stuff better, you know?
Yeah. It would have been. Fine. But sometimes you just say,
what would you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the artist here, yeah.
Do you find that, like, writing with different people, you sort of pick up tips and tricks along the way? Obviously, Brandy's been in this industry for a very long time, and he knows what he's doing. And, I mean, his sales and his... hits have really proven that. Do you find that you pick up little tips and tricks, or like you're like, oh, I've never thought of looking at writing that way? Or
yeah, totally. And I think that depends on who you're working with as well.
Yeah.
And you know, Brandy, like you said there, he's such a the proof is in the pudding in his success. But more importantly, he's somebody that I have a great deal of respect for on a personal level, not just a professional level. And I think that leads more to being open to being influenced by those people. You know, I'm not trying to model myself off an icon for the sake of commercial success. It's a personal connection.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, it would be hard, you know, sometimes when you do meet people that you are following, they're so successful, Johnny. I mean, it is easy to get into that trap.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and it's been a big thing for me too. You know, a lot of people said, oh, who are your idols? Who do you look up to? And I can't say I really have any in that sense.
Yeah.
But I think along the way, yeah, when you meet people that inspire you, that you have respect for, it is quite nice to take on some of those influences. And, you know, you never stop learning in this life. That's one thing I know for sure.
And there's definitely no rule book on one set way to do it. So it's nice to see everyone else's perspective and approach to it.
Yeah, 100%. And that was a prime example, writing that song. I was sitting at the very back seat of the tour bus trying to stay out of everyone's way and hibernate. And Brandy just called out from the front of the bus, goes, "Hey, Johnny, I've got a song idea. Bring your guitar down."
Oh, that's not a bad way to get up the front. And all the naughty kids sit at the back too, Johnny. So are you? Is that why you're at the back?
Well, it made the trip go quicker, that's for sure, because it was a hell of a drive otherwise.
Well, mate, look, we're glad you're driving safe and you've pulled over for this one. You're halfway there. And we're glad to be able to play your song today, to be honest. We're excited. Why don't you introduce it for us? I think it's the way to go.
Thank you. I appreciate your support, guys. This is my brand new track, co-written with Adam Brand. It's called Hippie Dress.
My walking sunshine on two long legs. She knows I'm a train wreck, but still thinks I'm the best. Just like John and June, she keeps me walking the line. It's a waste of time trying to buy her love with shiny things. Give her moonshine, dandelions, and birds with broken wings. It ain't hard to see where I'd be. Stuck out in deep water, too far from the bank. Dead end road, heavy load, flat tires, empty tank. If it worked for her, it'd be a full grown man living with mom and dad. She's a gold mine, once in a lifetime. She's my walking sunshine, two long legs and a hippie dress. I've been singing sad songs, moody and the blues. She's got me all shook up, singing happy country tunes. There's no doubt to me where I'd be. Stuck out in deep water, too far from the bank. Dead end road, heavy load, flat tires, empty tank. If it weren't for her, I'd be a full grown man living with mom and dad. She's a gold mine, once in a lifetime. My walking sunshine, two long legs and a hippie dress. Sexy, sassy, silly and sweet. Stuck out in deep water, too far from the bank. Dead end road, heavy load, flat tires, empty tank. If it weren't for her, I'd be a full grown man living with mom and dad. She's a gold mine, once in a lifetime. She's my walking sunshine, two long legs and a hippie dress. She's a gold mine. Yeah, she's all mine. My walking sunshine. Two long legs and a hippie dress.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.